Well, if you or someone you know really needs some biblical counseling, something to help them to overcome addictions, there's a new service starting up in June called Unshackled from Restored Lives Counseling. And it's a faith-based addiction counseling initiative led by Matt McSwiggin. And he's our guest. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing awesome. Matt, give us a little bit of your background and tell us why you wanted to start Restored Lives Counseling.
Sure, yeah. So I was born and raised in a Christian home, which is a great blessing, of course. And my dad, when I was 13, he became a pastor. And so I was in a pastor's home, and which is a great blessing. But it also really showed me a lot of the hardships that are faced by people in churches, people in communities. And I got to really be involved with a lot of it firsthand, you know, just being a pastor's kid. You see the late night calls, and you see the weeping, hurting people who come, and it really burdened my heart. And it wasn't until recently that I felt God really working on me to start something like this. And so we're excited to be launching it with a biblical counseling practice. And then on June 17th, also, we're starting the addictions program, which is going to be serving the Barry area. And I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to minister to a lot of people.
And when you say you were burdened, you were serious about it because you took the time to get certain certifications. What were those?
Yeah, so I have two different certifications in biblical counseling. One is through ACBC, which is a very popular one out of the States. And then the other one is ABC, which is just one letter different. But I worked and got both those certifications. And I'm also pursuing a diploma in applied psychology. So it'll help me to be able to holistically look at a person, understanding that God's word is relevant and contains everything we need for our fallen beings, but also to be able to look at some modern discoveries and apply those to our minds and our hearts as well.
Yeah, because that's one reason people might be hesitant is that you don't want to have just strictly here's the scriptures, but also like with the study of, you know, human behavior and how our brains work and all that, that's not covered in scriptures more or less. But so having both of those perspectives really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people view biblical counseling sometimes to be negligent, and it is definitely not my goal to be negligent. I want to understand, you know, the human body and mind as well as I can, while understanding that our greatest need is, first of all, a Savior, and our greatest need is Christ. And that is found through Scripture, and there's principles for daily living that will help us. But God also gave us minds that are able to research and able to learn about science and all sorts of different things. But we take those discoveries in light of Scripture.
Okay. Now, if someone is thinking, well, I don't know, is this something for me? What would be the qualifier? Like, you know, because sometimes we wonder, well, it's okay, I got a handle on things. You know what I mean? Like maybe a little self-deception going on or whatever. When should someone, you know, make that step to say, you know, call in another person and pursue this route?
Sure. Yeah, of course, God calls for us to live godly lives, and we should endeavor to be making biblically wise choices in each day. But, you know, maybe if it's in your marriage and you come to a point where, you know, it's ongoing, there's constant conflict, sometimes pulling in an outside perspective can be very helpful. And so, you know, maybe if it's been a month and you feel like it's not getting better, I would say go see someone. There's no harm that can come from it.
Right.
And also recognizing that by making, say, your marriage better, you can actually bring more glory to God through your marriage. And so I, you know, with an addiction, if there are others who are encouraging you to go, I would say that's a pretty good sign that you should, you know, go and find someone who can help you.
Well, where can people get a little bit more information, maybe dig a little deeper, see if this is something that they want to pursue, and maybe shoot you some more questions, something we haven't covered?
Sure. Yeah. So if you go to www.restoredlives.ca, that's my website. You can find contact forms, description of services. You can find information about me and just kind of my burden for helping people, our burden as we seek to really help struggling Christians to give them biblical counsel to be able to better their lives, to be able to glorify God and experience joy while here on earth.
Restored Lives Counseling. And we'll put a link to all of that that Matt was describing on our Life Facebook page, so you can just check back on that as well. Matt McSwiggin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.